Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We need to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about what's happening around the world. Matt, in the United States of America, we have a lot of freedom, but that's not the way it is in many parts of the world. In fact, particularly in the Middle East, in Iraq or Syria specifically, among other places, our Christian brothers and sisters are having their churches burned. They're being persecuted. Women and children are being killed or raped. Individuals are being beheaded. Children are being beheaded. And why is that? Because they've committed a crime? Because they've harmed somebody? They've stolen from them? They've beat them up? No, because they profess the name of Jesus Christ. They are Christians. And the radical Islamics there, whether it's ISIS or whatever they go by, are ultimately coming against the Christians to persecute and kill them. And, you know, I know Jews in Israel often ask, where are the Christians? Where's the Christian voice crying out in support of and in opposition to, in support of their brothers and sisters and in opposition to this butchery?
Yeah, and, you know, we look back at history, Matt, and we ask, where were the German Jews and the German Christians rising up against Nazi Germany and the Holocaust? And how could that have happened where an entire nation got on board with the slaughter and torture and slaughter of 6 million plus Jews? And yet we are witnessing history repeat itself right now. Many, many are saying that this is the worst mass genocide that we have seen since the Holocaust, since the Nazi Holocaust. In many ways, it is at least every bit as brutal, if not more brutal in many ways, at least shocking. I mean, beheading little children, and it's all being done, this Islamic State, in the name of Orthodox Islam. And you know, yes, there are many, many millions of Muslims around the world who are as appalled by this as anyone else. But the fact of the matter is that this group, ISIS, is fundamentally adhering to orthodoxy when it comes to the teachings of Muhammad. And they are applying that to the letter and are beheading Christians, and not just Christians, their fellow Muslims, whenever it is politically expedient. If they are contrary to their political, socio-political goals, they are slaughtering them en masse. And Christians need to do what they can. At the very least, we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters and supporting. There are ministries that are boots on the ground, feet on the ground in Iraq, in Syria, in Jordan, where this is taking place, that can be helping. I know Liberty Counsel has partnered with one of those ministries.
Yeah, we've partnered with a ministry called RUN, and we have recently sent over $100,000 of support to ministries there in Iraq, helping those Christians who are persecuted in Iraq and in the Middle East. And we're continuing to send additional funds to help our Christian brothers and sisters through these ministries that are on the ground. In fact, I know not long ago, two amazing things happened. We reported about it in our emails, and hopefully you get our Grassroots Action email. We have one for Liberty Counsel and one for Liberty Counsel Action. You can sign up for both of those at libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com. Some people say, what can I do? Because they're not hearing about this. They don't know what to do. Well, we're giving you an opportunity to be able to be involved and be directly a person to help the situation over there. And you can do that by going to libertycounsel.com and sign up for both of the emails, Liberty Counsel Grassroots Action, Liberty Counsel Action Grassroots Action, right there at libertycounsel.com's website. But what we reported in a couple of these emails recently was that four members of RUN, which is this ministry that's been helping Christians in the Middle East for some time, their house was surrounded by ISIS, and they were burned alive in this house. All four of them died. We also know that they came across a grave of bodies, pile of bodies, where these people had been, like in the Holocaust, they had been killed and just piled on top of one another. As they are going through, they actually heard some voices and they saw some movement among these piled up bodies. They were able to carry out a couple of these people, and they are alive today because they were there to help. They would have died of their wounds among these other dead bodies that they were lying among. These individuals in the Middle East are being, just like in the Holocaust, they're being lined up, they're being shot and killed, they're being beheaded. It is a horrible situation. When you see what's happening in the pictures of the Holocaust, you see ultimately what's happening with regards to these people here. If you want to get involved, you can go to libertycouncil.com. We're partnering with Run Ministries, and we'll be partnering with others as well, libertycouncil.com, and then you can get our emails. We'll be soliciting contributions and support for Run Ministries and other ministries right there at libertycouncil.com. Sign up for the Grassroots Action email for both Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action.
And Run Ministries, of course, Reaching Unreached Nations is what Run stands for, is runministries.org. Wow. I mean, these are people who are walking the walk. They are being the hands and feet of Christ, literally in areas of the world where it can cost them their lives.
And it did cost four lives, yeah, of the Run Ministries within the last month.
So if ever there was a ministry that was deserving of our and your financial support, it is Run Ministries. At a time like this, when the enemy is rising up against the Christian, the body of Christ, to the church, it is time to get on board and support this wonderful, fearless ministry.
And, you know, one of the things that we have found is that the Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, grassroots constituency are very concerned with helping people, whether it's those in the Middle East or otherwise. But our people have been very generous as we have asked them to get involved and to help. And so at Liberty Council, what we've recently talked about is we're going to be looking to partner with other ministries, including Run, obviously one of those ministries, not only in the Middle East, but in other areas, to be able to help relieve suffering such as this and other kinds of things. And so as things take place around the world and even in our country, we're going to be looking to ministries that we can trust, that you can be a part of, where your generosity can ultimately reach out and help them. And again, as I said, we have given over $100,000 to the ministry in the United the Middle East to help our persecuted brothers and sisters. However, it's one thing to give; it's another thing to have your voice known. And we need to raise our voice here in the United States. You and your social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever social media you have, your email, your op-eds in your local newspapers, in your church, need to speak up. We need to be the voice of our persecuted brothers and sisters.
Yeah, my wife the other day was saying she was just tortured over what is happening over there, and said, "What can I do? What can I do?" And she said she just feels this desperation to get involved and to help these precious children and Christians in Iraq and Syria and elsewhere. And then she said, "You know what I can do? I can pray. I can pray." So we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in these Middle Eastern Islamic countries as well.
And you go to the book of Esther, there was a day that was set aside by the king of Persia with an unrevocable decree, it couldn't be amended or changed, in which all the Jews were going to be killed. Well, what happened was Esther and others prayed for Esther. They prayed for God's miraculous involvement, and he reversed it 180 degrees. Prayer changed that dreaded day from defeat into victory, and prayer can do the same thing today. Go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com. Sign up for the Grassroots Action emails for Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action. There are three different kinds of emails you can get. One is the Grassroots Action for Liberty Council. The other is the Grassroots Action for Liberty Council Action, which is our 501c4 organization. And the other is the Liberty Alert for Liberty Council. All three of those can be signed up for. They have different information. They're not repeating information, so you'll get different kinds of information through those emails. You can sign up at lc.org or go to libertycouncil.com. I encourage you to sign up for all of them, and that's how you can be involved in these helping ministries, but also how you can be involved in making your voice known on national issues affecting your family, faith, and freedom. We need to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. Call Liberty Council today to get involved in this ministry, 800-671-1776, or visit us online at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.